Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world.
Bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Come and listen to Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting now on iHeartRadio, Spreaker Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio, with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd on your favorite apps.
There's something happening here.
No one knows. what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes.
And hey, welcome to Monday Night Show. And I tell you what, it's getting so bad out there right now. I don't know what to say. Hey, Russell. Hey, Virgil. How y'all doing?
Doing well this evening. Doing well.
You surviving?
Yeah, that's about covers it, Dad.
About covers. And we're going to have Jonathan here in just a bit and everything. I tell you, you know, I don't know, man. I mean, how much worse are you going to get?
Well, like I said previously, you know, OAM ran that report. 44% of Americans. Now, this is a mixture of Democrats, Republicans, and Libertarians.
Mm-hmm.
And 44% of America believes that a civil war is coming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can feel it. I mean, they're cutting the food supply chains. I mean, cutting everything out. Right now, I mean, Virgil, we were laughing. Everybody's been laughing. But now they're having shortages of tampons. Did you see that one?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's going to be next? Coffee? We might want to stock up on coffee because I think that's going to be the next thing they want to hit us with.
I think this tampon thing is going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Uh-huh.
Because, okay? You know, when they broke and they want to go out and want to get a drink and whatever, you know, they dress all up, no matter if ain't flows in town or not, and leave some poor sap hoping, you know, that he's going to get lucky if he gets this broad drunk and buy a few drinks. But if you know that ain't flows in town, you're going to pass that mark up. So it's
right. Easy.
It's going to be easy to detect because broads are going to be having to carry a roll of Bounty towels under their arm in the bar rooms.
Right, right. But I don't know, man. I mean, wow. I mean, I have no words right now for what, you know, what's going to be next. What are they going to try to cut next? I mean, they burnt down the
that people criticize it because I'm making jokes about it. I love it. I'm tickled to death for the simple reason that, hey, I was right, you idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to call me. Huh? Now, what name you going to call me?
You remember when they said you were so stupid about predicting Bitcoin, how everybody should have stayed away? Well, guess what happened
today?
Right. Bitcoin crashed. It crashed. Virgil told you guys. I told you. Russell told you. Everybody on Facebook told me I was an idiot. But hey, all right. Jonathan, how you doing, brother?
Good. How you guys doing?
All right.
Yeah, I started doing my talk show radio today and ended up having to replace my microphone set and everything else. And just got to get everything replaced for it. So, mm-hmm. You know, to bring up something that you just mentioned, you know, everything is going to heck. I mean, look at the 10 U.S. senators that just got done voting. These are Republican senators, I'll remind you. You guys just got to cut the deal with the Democrats and mm-hmm. on gun control. I mean, you got Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, John Cornyn from Texas, Tom Tillis from Richard Burr from North Carolina, Roy Blunt from Missouri, Bill Cassidy, he's out of Louisiana, Rob Putnam, Ohio. Susan Collins from Maine. Got good old Mitt Romney from Utah, which we already knew he was here for. We got Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania. I mean, these are all Republicans that we the people put trust in, hoping they would do their job, and here they are flipping on the American people.
Yep.
So, I mean, they're definitely after our guns as well.
Well.
Yeah.
You know, they can come, but Jonathan, 70-plus million Americans, 70-plus now million Americans, in possession of 300-plus million firearms and countless rounds of ammunition. All I can tell them is good luck, because I just bought another one today. I just had it delivered to me. I just had it delivered to me at the truck stop right here in good old Texas, good old just outside of Waco. I just had it delivered today. And I ain't giving nothing up.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I actually 100% agree with you, but here's the problem we're facing here in America, guys. And this is just my thought on it. So the problem that we have is everybody keeps saying, well, we're not giving up our guns. We outnumber them, blah, blah, blah. No patriots will stand together. That's the problem. And I'll tell you how they're going to do it. They're going to do it one house at a time. So even though we got all these guns floating around America, which is great, I mean, I'm all about the Constitution, I write the bear arms, everything else, the patriots cannot do what the Democrats are doing and stand together and stay together. Too many of them getting piss matches all the time. And these damn Democrats, these guys stick together.
Let me tell you something, brother. You haven't said anything right there that I haven't been saying for 4 or 5 years on this show, okay? That's not breaking news on how they're going to do it. We've been saying that here for years, okay? And they're going to pass stupid shit because there's 10 Republicans, I think 6 of them, which are not going to run for re-election next time. So they have nothing to lose. I mean, you just got to remember, man, that tyrants are the different tyrannies in the world, however you want to define them. They operate by fraud and force.
Mm-hmm.
Fraud has been exposed. They have nothing left to use other than exclusively force. And that's what you're going to see happen. I've been saying it on this show for 3, 4, maybe 5 years that they're going to come one house at a time. There ain't going to be no damn big battle here and a big battle there. And as far as patriots standing together, some of us have been working just trying to get Texas some kind of loosely organized as a whole. And you're not going to do it because there's too many fucking people out there that think they're John Wayne and this guy thinks he's Rambo and our way is the best and his way is the best and that other fellow's is the best, and you get egos involved. And any time we manage to get a group of so-called COs together, I use that term because most of the other fucks I wouldn't follow to the shit. Because it's all about ego, and it all turns into a big fucking dick swinging contest. So you know, and they're not, and it's gonna stay that way until they start coming house to house, and these fuckers realize that there's not gonna be no big battle like we've been telling them. You know, Verdi, you were saying 70 million people here in America, 300 million weapons. That is that's right along with the last numbers that I saw. But the problem is, out of those 70 million, maybe only 2, 3, 4 million had any real tactical training. They were gonna pick up like cheap lawn chairs. And by the time you get down to the nut cut, there'll just be several little areas, and they will work on that an area at a time. And unless the people as a whole stand up, we're fucked. And I don't give a damn how. I don't give a damn how badass you think you are. I don't care. Go, I own 15 guns. Well, motherfucker, you can only shoot one at a time, okay? They'll make sure their neighbors are well armed when they leave them all behind. So we're fucked. And if you think we're anything other, pretty damn stupid. And if we take and you know what? The chance of us taking our country back, but we know the election system's corrupted. The people won't stand up. And like I told y'all over a year ago when Joe Biden got inaugurated, I said, ladies and gentlemen, buckle up. Shit is sick to start running wide open. And here we are.
Here we are.
I said a year. And it turned out to be a little bit more than a year. I said that you wouldn't even recognize our country. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are.
Well, you know what was funny, though? The other day, the feds, you know, they were trying to portray themselves as patriots of Idaho and everything, and they got caught. People, you know, there were some videos that came out and everything where they were actually... The cops and feds were seen loading them up into a U-Haul and stuff. We know this is all safe. Even I'm talking to Carmelita. She said those are all FBI agents. Every one of them.
Oh, yeah.
And today, just before we got on the show, up there in Dallas, Texas, they had another shooting. And I think it was at a camp, school camp up there. This is on stage.
Well, then on top of it, you turn around and look at what the Democrats and the Republicans are trying to push through now on this gun control. I mean, they're trying to make it now to where under this new law, if they can get it passed, under this new law, it's going to have it to where anybody can call in unanimously without having to give up information and say, hey, my neighbor is a threat or such and such is in a militia or... For whatever reasons they want to use to go against us. I mean, and you turn around and look at the reality, I mean, that's totally unconstitutional. Second of all, how many patriots are going to go down the second this law does get passed, if it does get passed? So, I mean,
well, the question is, how many is going to betray for that one meal, or for like Virgil said, or for that can of Venus oxygen.
I mean, this is going to open up a whole new can of worms for everybody. I mean, that's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
He's just our country, as we see it, as we know it, is completely falling apart. And I'll tell you what, we are no better than the third world country right now. That's where we're at.
Right.
Well, Jonathan, let's just say, just for shits and giggles right now, okay, if you put Trump back in office right now, if we could just pick Joe Biden up, throw him in the garbage can and say, here, hey, no, President Trump, you back in office again, blah, blah, blah. This mess right here, right now, okay, don't expect to wake up in the morning and everything is hunky-dory. This is going to take, this right here is going to take years to fix. Years.
Oh, I agree. The damage is already done. Any way you look at it.
I mean, we have taken too many torpedoes to the side. I mean, it's we're listing bad. We're listing bad to the left side. You know, and we're barely keeping up. We're barely keeping up with bailing water out of the ship now. It's not going to take much more. It's not going to take much more before this country founders completely. It's just unbelievable the damage that is being allowed. You know, and this gun control thing, okay? What they're going to do with this red flag law, they're not gonna stick themselves out and stick federal agents and this, that, and the other going door, you know, and all of this. They're going to put pressure on the states to implement these red flag laws. And what they're going to do, they're going to blackmail them. You know, if you don't put red flag laws on your books, we're going to withhold your federal funding. Okay?
Well, that's the way they pass, everything all the time.
You know, and that's how the feds do. That's how they pass seatbelt laws. You know, that's how they, you know, the federal highway funds and all of this kind of stuff here. The low DWI, low alcohol content for DWIs, that's how they do it. They say, okay, we're going to withhold your federal funding. You know, just like Obama with the no boys or girls bathrooms anymore. Well, we're going to withhold your federal educational funding if you don't, you know, you make your bathrooms transgender or however they want to do it. And he tried, and he did that for a while. So it's basically done on blackmail. And, you know, your Fourth Amendment, your Fifth Amendment, your Sixth Amendment rights, not only your Second Amendment rights now, they're gonna take away all of that in order to undermine the Second Amendment. You know,
well,
that's why the
DOJ passed this Terrorist Act law. Remember that?
That's why I'm just going to get me a bunch of sheets and wrap my head up in a towel, and I'm going to call myself a Taliban, and then I'll be able to have 20,000, you know, weapons in my home, you know, with no problem. Plus the fact, I want to know if Hunter Biden is going to fall under this red flag law, because he lied on a federal form to get a firearm, then had that unsecured firearm stolen, and it ended up getting found in a dumpster. You know? Now.
Yeah, but we all know the Democrats get away with murder constantly as well. So that's another story right there. But furthermore, guys, you know, the worst thing that I keep seeing out there is you keep hearing about all these Republicans out there, all these patriots out there. Everyone keeps saying, oh, Trump's going to come back. He's just sitting on the sidelines. You'll see. Well, to the American people out there listening, you know what? Get out of la-la land. Trump's not coming back, at least not in this term.
No, that's what this whole committee, so-called committee, is about, is to let people know that they're not only going to go after Trump, they're going to go after all of us. This is a Nazi style, witch hunt. You know? They're after all of us. Virgil, you remember the old saying Kamala Harris said, when we get in our rightful place, we're going to punish
you. We're coming after you. We're coming after you. Yes, I specifically remember that.
Isn't that what's happening now with this inflation and starving us to death and everything? Isn't that what that is they're doing? Would you agree?
Well.
But they're punishing us now?
Well, I'm just waiting to hear Biden blame the tampon shortage on Putin. I'm just waiting to see how he's going to come up with that.
Right. Well, it's like I said earlier before he came on, next thing there'll be coffee shortages, so you might want to start stocking up on coffee, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, guys, in my personal opinion, I think they're doing this all intentionally. They want our economy to collapse. They want to make it to where we are solely dependent on the government, and that will give them the opportunity to push their agenda. For example, you know, they know the Patriots all said we're not doing the damn COVID shot. Well, guess what? Mm-hmm. If they make gas so high to where nobody can afford it, take away our food supplies as we keep seeing them being depleted, I mean, including other supplies. I mean, you look at the reality, if they get us under that kind of control to where they can say, now, if you guys want to eat, you want to feed your family, you want to be able to go to work, you need gas, then you're going to comply and submit to what we want. And
that's
truly,
right.
I see that
called
coming.
Socialism. It's called socialism.
Exactly. And that's exactly what they're pushing on the American people as we speak.
You see, Biden talked, you know, he talked about Bernie Sanders, Bernie Sanders. You see, this is the copy of the Bernie Sanders America manual. If you go back and you read and listen to Bernie Sanders talk over the years, this is exactly his manifesto right here.
Oh, exactly. This is what he ran his campaign on. You bet.
The gun control manifesto, Dianne Feinstein. Okay. Do you think that all of this, that all of these pages of this gun control bill got wrote up 5 minutes after Uvalde, Texas? No. This was sitting on a shelf somewhere. And all they did was take a rag, spray some pledge on it, and shine up the folder, and then bring it back to Congress. This has been a joke for years. For years.
And that's like the Chrissy G said, Virgil, when she was addressing Congress the other day. You know, none of the gun control bills that they wrote years ago, they don't work.
Well, they know they don't work. They know they don't work. Guess what? Laws against methamphetamine, heroin, marijuana, barbiturates, hallucinogenic drugs, and every other kind of thing that you don't even know about, drugs you don't know about, has been on the books. And you can go on any street corner, on any inner city, and you can buy all you want if you've got the shot locks. Okay?
Yep. Well, exactly. You look at states like Washington and Oregon are legalized. Oregon's already legalized hard drugs. And then you look at Washington. Washington's pushing it as well. And soon to follow will be the rest of the states. So,
You know, people don't realize, you know, they missed a big point, okay? If criminals obeyed the law, they would not be criminals, okay? Criminals do not obey the law because it cuts into their profit margin very drastically, okay? So gun laws, criminals just laugh, and they see profit. Okay, because they have all these guns, they have all these illegal guns, and you go to taking people's guns, well, they're going to try and find guns, and they're going to mark up what used to be a $500-$700 gun, they're going to mark it up to $5,000-$7,000.
Yeah.
And they're going to sell them. And they're going to sell them.
Well, they're already wanting to mark up the guns up to 1,000%.
Well, gun sales since Uvalde, I keep up with this. gun sales in the United States after Beto ran his cock holster went up 40%. 40%. That's a significant amount of firearms being sold in the United States. Not that's just recorded. That's not counting what Joe is buying from Frank next door. So it's not going to be an easy task. It's not going to be an easy task for them to try and take people's firearms, especially on the local level.
Mm-hmm. I hear cricket.
Well, you know, and you know, the key to all this, and I will promise you right now, for all you, I was refrain from using that word, for all you people out there that think that the governor of Texas here is in a China-owned established piece of shit, you're fixing to get a rude awakening, because soon as the Fed throw out cash for a red flag law, Hot Wheels Abbott will get them on the book. You hide and watch. The fucking race will be on. Mark my words.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be the same with John Bell Edwards here in Louisiana. It's going to be the same with John Bell Edwards here in Louisiana. But here's the thing, Russell. Here's the wild card, okay? He's going to get a few sheriffs to go along with this, okay? He's going to get a few suck-ass sheriffs and police chiefs to go along with this. But he's not going to get them all. He's not going to get them all.
That he will not.
That's right.
You know, and that's the way. And you know, we've talked about this in depth, gentlemen. This is all part of this plan that's been going on. Well, we know it was going on since before Kennedy was assassinated, because 7 days before he was assassinated, he gave his, I don't remember if it was a radio or TV address, and said that they had discovered a plan to enslave every man, woman in the USA. He was the first president to take on the ABC boys. So, in other words, they were already corrupt in the 60s. Okay, they were corrupt. It's just ridiculous. And you sit here, that money laundering operation, you know, the biggest one in the history of the world, called Ukraine, that some bitch is running wide open. U.S., ABC, U.S. committed an act of war against Russia. In their unbelievable stupidity. And I'm going to say this again. I mean this from the bottom of my heart and with all my being. Russia is not the problem in Ukraine.
Actually,
Russia is the good guy. Thing. So he fired the first shots at the New World Order, said, you know what? No. We're drawing a line right here. The Biden crime family and the CIA, their bio labs there, Russia warned them, told NATO to back off. NATO, the CIA, the Biden crime family, and probably a lot more of our so-called elected officials than you want to know are responsible for Ukraine, not Putin. And they're going to keep poking the bear, and they're going to
find out why Russia is a premier nuclear power.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, Russell. Did Vladimir answer your email back as to why he hasn't moved tanks into Finland yet? I mean, here these people are waiting for him. They got dinner put out and salad bars and everything, and the Waffle Houses are open waiting for the Russians to come into Finland because they done joined NATO. I mean, that's what we're being told this bullshit's about, because he didn't want Ukraine to join NATO. But Finland's on the same goddamn border. You know, what's happening, Vladimir? What's happening? You know?
Well, you know, the U.S. and the Spook's involvement started when they started their little color revolution and ousted a person that was duly elected by the Ukrainian people because, he was Russian. He was Russian once, of course. You know how it operates. They were closing. He never did anything that was detrimental to the U.S. in any way, shape, or form. But the Spooks and the elites wanted their guy in there. They knew somebody they knew they could trust. And let me tell you, that $100 billion that got shipped to Ukraine, labeled several airplanes full of money, you know, here in Bushy, I guarantee you, man, if you see the bank account of the...
Right, well, here's what I heard about Ukraine today.
And may I finish the rest of it? It would absolutely stagger you. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, here's what I heard about Ukraine today, that Ukraine's getting a little pissed off at America right now because they ran out of ammunition and they're asking for more money. What the hell did they do with that $45 billion they gave?
Well, the thing is, too, Russell, what also has got Vladimir pissed off is the United States shipped all these 105 artillery pieces to the Ukraine. Okay, and they were supposed to train the Ukrainians in how to use these over in Poland. But they can't pull people off the line to send to Poland and train them. So they brought the 105 pieces into Ukraine with U.S. military advisors, training them how to use them in actual combat. So, you know, what did Biden say, Jonathan? Oh, no, we don't want Americans and Russians shooting at each other. Then you have World War III. Well, what do we have now?
Well, did you guys take a look at what Russia's been threatening right now? They're threatening any country that's helping Ukraine. They're going to go to war against. And so what ends up happening? Russia is now in the process of removing all their embassies out of the United States. And when they and any country that removes their embassies from the United States is usually a reason why. It's because they're getting ready to go to war against that country.
Not only that, Jonathan, that Russia, well, the Pentagon just admitted that they have been involved in biolabs in Ukraine and everything. All that come out. That's pissing off Putin even more.
Yeah, not to mention China the other day just got done threatening our neighbors next door over here in Canada. I mean they threatened about the airspace and all that and threatened to go to war against Canada. So, I mean, we got complete chaos breaking out everywhere.
But what's the top story in all of this? It's not the Ukraine. It's not China. It's not, you know, this, that, and the other invasion or war or the threat of nuclear war. What's the main emphasis in the United States concerning Russia now? A goddamn dyke basketball player that got caught with some goddamn dope.
Right.
Okay. And she's in jail right now. Okay. And everybody's crying about that. Okay. Simple rule, people. It's no different here in the United States. You go in somebody's house, you live under their rules. You go in another country, I don't care if CBD oil is legal here in the United States or not. You go into a country where it's not legal and you get caught with it, your ass is going to go to fucking jail.
Right. Right.
And I don't care how much LeBron James sheds tears on TV for you. Your ass is not coming out of a Russian jail unless you got some serious, serious money to pay the Russian mob. The Russian mob runs mm-hmm. everything in Russia. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
So real quick, guys, and I've got to let you go. I've got a garden. I'm sure I've got a water. But I'm asking everybody to go to AmericaFirearms.org and sign the petition on these red flag laws. And once you open up the link right there, it'll bring up your state and send people in your state. Please get on there and sign the petition against the red flag laws. So, I mean, I know a lot of people say, well, why should I do that? It's not going to matter. Well, it's not going to matter if you don't try either. So either way,
right.
I mean, it needs to be done, guys. So again, that's AmericanFirearms.org. Please sign the petition and at least let our voices be heard. So, hey, appreciate you guys bringing me on the show tonight. William,
okay,
I look forward to
you
on my
appreciate
show.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I look forward to having you on my show tonight, William. All right, buddy.
All right, I look forward to that. All right.
You guys have an awesome night. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. You have a good one.
All right. You bet. All right.
Anyway, guys, you know, just virtual communism now. I mean, from what I'm seeing and everything right now, I mean, it's full scale. And we were just told yesterday that our governor, so-called governor, is fixing to bring in about 3,000 or 4,000 illegals to the state.
Well, I mean, you know, 3,000 or 4,000 illegals, that's nothing compared to the caravan that's coming up from Central America now.
Oh,
That's nothing. That's nothing.
I know.
That is nothing. So, you know, I mean, there's only one state now that I see that's in just total defiance and everything, and I got to give my hat off to them, is the people in Florida. They're fed up. They're not taking this shit anymore. And I just wish the rest of the country would follow their lead, Louisiana and Texas mm-hmm. included.
Well, New Mexico, you know, I don't know if Russell heard this or not. I know you did, but New Mexico has just fully went full blown, and we are getting rid of the vending machines up here. So about 20 counties.
Well, you know, I mean, that's years too late. You know, that's like closing
that's
the
true.
Barn door after the fucking horse done run out.
That's
you
true.
Know?
Now I agree with you, but it's a start. You know, but it's like. You know, I was talking to Karen, and she told me to tell you guys hi, by the way. It's like I was talking to Karen, and she said, man, what a mess. What a mess. If she gets governor, she's going to go, she's got a mess to clean up. You know? And
you can put Trump back in office today, and
mm-hmm.
he would have the ultimate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'd say... after we're dead and gone, maybe our great-great-grandkids, maybe then they'll get straightened out. But who knows?
Yeah, it won't take that. But like Virgil was saying, not in the office tomorrow, it'd be probably
mm-hmm.
2 years before you saw any real. I mean, you'd see a turnaround start, but until things got
mm-hmm.
back to where. It takes a couple of 3 years. Do you think I'm a little short or a little long on that, Virgil?
All right. Well, it's like, I don't know, it's like today the stock market crashed a bit, but I think tomorrow, what do you say, Virgil, you think tomorrow it's going to fully crash?
I don't know. I'm looking at the Dow falling and falling and falling because everybody's scared, you know, rumors of the recession and this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Georgia has rationed diesel. You can't get but 100 gallons to your truck now in
yeah.
Georgia. Other states are having to fall with it.
Well, we just did
Texas
that here
right
in Mexico.
Right here at the 7-Eleven at the Sunco, I'm looking at $5.65 a gallon for diesel, and I'm looking at $4.55.9 for a gallon of gasoline.
That's
and
what it is here.
It's steady going up. It's steady going up. So,
well, they're running out of gas.
You're looking by the end of July, you're gonna see $5 a gallon gasoline or more. You're gonna see it.
Well, they're running out of gas. I mean, they just started rationing gas here. Lowe's ran out of gas the other day.
I mean, the 20s and 30s depression. Y'all ain't seen nothing. Y'all
right.
ain't seen nothing yet. And like Russell said, you went and signed them mortgage papers, them $250,000, $300,000 homes. Oh, buddy. Are you fixing to get your feelings hurt? Are you fixing to get your fucking feelings hurt? Big time.
I'm glad my real estate agent told me to get out while I couldn't know before I did anything. He was like, don't do it right now because it ain't going to happen. It's a bad time. So I was going to buy some land, and he said, don't do it. So I took his advice and said, okay. You know? Boy, here we are, guys. We called the shots on this.
But I'm tickled to death. I'm tickled to death, you know, even though I got to bite the bullet with everybody else, I'm tickled to death. You know, like I said at the beginning of the show, what name are you going to call me now? Am I paranoid?
Right.
Am I a nut job? You know,
right.
am I racist because of this? I mean,
right.
what am I now? What am I now other
right.
than right?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a caller. I'm going to bring this caller on, so I don't know who it is, but bring him on here real quick. Hey, caller, welcome to the show.
Hello, Joseph. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. Hey, Joe. He called from a different number this time.
Yeah, I should be clearer, too, right? My voice sounds probably pretty clear.
Hey,
oh,
Joe,
yeah.
I heard you called in on another show a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I do that every once in a while. Sometimes they even let me talk.
What do you
hey,
say,
Joseph,
now?
How are you doing? Last time I was here, you were about to go into the hospital to have an examination.
Oh, everything came out. I came out good. No cancer.
There you go. No cancer. The biopsy revealed
yeah.
no cancer. All right.
Yeah,
no cancer.
Area 51 installed a new chip in him. Now he can live on Earth for another 20 years.
That's
but
all
yeah,
right.
I'm on the borderline of being diabetic. That's about it, though. Yeah.
Hey, I know. Yeah, okay. Look, cut out sugars and do it very, very suddenly. Do it cold turkey. Chocolate sugars.
The only problem that Joseph had, Joe, was that he liked the colonoscopy so much he made him do it three times.
Yep.
Yeah. He probably that's like when they were voting for Biden and they took the ballot and they stuffed it in the machine three times.
I don't know. The last time I had a colonoscopy done, the nurse wanted to shave my legs.
Hey, why not, right? Look, that's the best news you can have is to find out that the tumor is a benign tumor. Yeah, congratulations.
Right. Yeah, and I was scared to death, let me tell you. It was a relief. But Joe, let me tell you, you know, you've heard us over the years, and we called all the shots. What do you think now with everything where we're at now? Did we call it?
Oh, did I call it? Yeah, I've been calling it. I've been right alongside Alex Jones when he's been calling it, because as a few years ago, he was calling for the economy to break down. He mentioned the vaccine a couple of times, but even as far back when he was doing the Jesse Ventura conspiracy theory show, they had an episode there where a woman flew in from Europe just to talk to Jesse Ventura to let him know that there were plans in the works to release a bioweapon in the form of a vaccine. And then after she told him about that, she got back on a plane and went back to where she came from, because she didn't want people to find out where she was. Mm-hmm. She was very serious about this. So, yeah, I didn't know. I don't know if it would happen now. I kind of thought it would happen like 10 years from now. But for it to happen now, it's my guess that the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, they're ready for the transhumanist transition to go from the earthly consciousness into an android that has their consciousness. They want more immortality more than anything else. And they might be there. They might be very close.
I was reading up on that today and found out that they developed a skin for the androids.
They did what?
The skin. They grew skin for the androids.
Oh, yeah?
And everything. So, yeah, it's getting there.
Yeah, it's called Flex Seal.
But it's getting there. I've been keeping up on that and everything and stuff. But I was kind of shocked though, because they grew the skin in the lab, and everything. And so that said, probably the next couple of years, the robots will be coming out.
Well, the robots are here. They're not as intelligent as they want them to be yet, but the kind of robots I'm talking about is like when they had – there's a surgeon who a few years ago performed an unsuccessful operation, because it was a pilot operation, about taking the head of a person and putting it on another person's body like Frankenstein to find out what would happen. It wasn't a success,
They did those experiments with monkeys and gorillas – back in the 50s and 60s, you know, that's not a new thing. You know, maybe they're starting it with humans, you know, hey, that's fine. You know, maybe, I don't know, maybe they can take my wife's head and put it on Jennifer Aniston's body. I mean, you know.
Yeah, they'll probably come out with that as a sex doll, you know, the next development of a sex doll.
Reclone Anna Nicole Smith and start selling them at Walmart. I'll buy one.
Oh, speaking of Walmart.
What about you, Russell?
Russell had to sign off. He said goodnight. He signed off early.
Okay.
You know, speaking of Walmart, they're going to start using facial recognition in order for you to buy something. And Amazon is now going to cut back on their, they're going to qualify buyers for large quantities of certain products. So this social credit score that China has, it's now here in America.
Well,
mm-hmm.
like I said, I'm when I get home, I'm going in my bank account. I'm going to go buy me about $2,000 worth of them tampons. And when they can't find them on the shelf, okay, bitch, it's $50 a box. $50 a box.
Hey, right.
You know,
why shouldn't I profit off of it? You know?
Hmm.
I mean, a bunch of them broke their promises when I saw on TV where this guy, he's bringing his pot-bellied pig in the airplane with him. And, you know, not one bitch has called me up to fulfill her promise. You know, I'll have sex with you when pigs fly. You know, I haven't gotten a phone call yet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, when do you think, do you guys have any opinion about the deadline when America's going to collapse?
I think it's going to be before. I duly believe it's going to be right before or right during the midterm elections.
Yep. Because they're planning.
They're going to inflict so much damage that it doesn't matter who's in office.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to inflict so much unrepairable damage that it won't matter who is in office.
All right,
yeah,
so you're saying this...
Go ahead, Jeff.
So you're saying this year, around the 2020, around the midterms.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I
oh,
see.
Yeah.
All right. What about you, Joseph?
I see it happening as well, probably around midterms, but because they are planning another pandemic and everything, releasing more than just monkeypox and stuff, because I'm seeing that too and everything.
Well,
fuel prices
are going to hit. Right now, our fuel surcharge, Joe, is 57%. I've been driving trucks for close to 25 years. And I can tell you right now, I have never, never seen a 57% fuel surcharge. And now they're talking about mm-hmm. rationing diesel fuel and stuff. And you know, when it comes harvest time, diesel is already $10 a gallon in California. When it comes
mm-hmm.
to transporting these oranges and radishes and cabbages and lettuce and all this produce out of California, you're going to see a lot of California crops rotting in the sun. And you're going to see a lot of corn fields that are not going to get combined because of these fuel prices. You're going to see a lot of sugar cane in your southern hemisphere in the United States that's going to be left in the field because they're not going to be able to afford the diesel to run their equipment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm looking at before Christmas, gasoline right around because of the winter and the fuel oil is going to be you're going to see at least around November, December, between there, gasoline is going to be right at $7 a gallon across America.
I think it'll be probably sooner than that.
I can believe that, but I'm talking about the absolute destruction of America, the absolute economic, social collapse of America. When do you think that will happen?
I say about 3 months from now, the way it's going.
I'm going to say right around just before the elections. I mean, just before the midterm elections. You're going to see this economy totally collapse. Totally collapse.
Mm-hmm.
The entire economy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. It's going to be worse than the Great Depression. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I'm thinking 2 to 3 years from now. I'm thinking that what we're going to experience will be a lot of heartburn, a lot of acid indigestion. I think the $10 for diesel and for regular fuel will be in by this year. But it all depends upon when, in my opinion, when they're going to perfect the ability to transfer consciousness from a human being to a robot. When they do that, then all bets are off. And it's so easy to bring down any country. They can do it in a matter of weeks. The stock market can collapse. The commodities market can collapse. What you're talking about, Virgil, with the crops going to rot. Because not only are the trucks dependent upon fuel, what about planes, boats, cars? When that
mm-hmm.
fuel becomes so high, there'll be nothing but collapse.
Oh, yeah.
We don't even have...
Well, you see, farmers have to borrow, you know, these major farmers that have a lot of land, these cattle ranches and stuff, they have to borrow a few million dollars from the bank every year. Every year, they have to borrow a few million dollars. If you think you're going to get rich farming, you know, there are very few millionaire farmers out there. You may clear after all is said and done, your labor's paid, your fuel, your breakdown costs, your equipment rental, this, that, and the other, you may borrow $3 million and clear maybe $250,000, $300,000 for yourself that you have to live mm-hmm. off of till your next crop comes in. Okay? See, people don't realize how this works. You got a lot of independent contractors, truckers. Right now, I got a friend of mine, Rhett Terrio. He sold his truck. He's getting out of it. He's had enough. He's seen the writing on the wall. And mm-hmm. you have other ones. And I get phone calls by the dozen every day from companies wanting me to come to work for them. But I'm not going anywhere. You know, I found a good company. We have good rates, good fuel surcharge. Our rates are very little comes out of my profit margin for fuel, if any sometimes. So I'm going to ride with it as long as I can.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Until a company shuts down.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, these people, they, you know, and these trucking companies, they have to borrow money from the banks because it's not until weeks or maybe 2 months later that they get paid by these major companies that they haul for. They get reimbursed on their time and their labor and their fuel and everything else. And they're having to borrow more money because ComData and EFS and fuel cards, they don't wait on their money. They want their money or they'll shut your account down and they'll shut you down if you don't pay them on time. They don't want to hear checks in the mail. They want to see money in hand, period.
Right. Right.
So it's steady going downhill, you know, and where it's going to stop, I don't know. But I can tell you what, when it does stop, It's gonna be a very violent one. It's mm-hmm. gonna be a crash. It's gonna be a crash.
Yep.
And you're gonna see fuel shortages, food shortages like you haven't seen food shortages yet. You haven't seen, you know, when people go into a store and there is nothing on the shelf, nothing. And their families are starving. Starvation is a hell of a weapon. Starvation is a weapon in the right hands. And when you start seeing riots and cities burning and this, that, and the other, well, all I can tell you is hunker down. Hunker down, because when your next-door neighbor gets hungry enough or your best friend gets hungry enough, hey, and they find out you got a can of potted meat that you've been storing, they'll kill you for it. They'll mm-hmm. kill you for it without hesitation. So
I believe it. That's the way
I'm
people want.
Lady,
they got families to feed,
and
they're going to do it.
Gentlemen, the lady from Austria that spoke when Hitler rolled into Austria, you know, she told about how it was when they took over, and she warned everybody, if you don't have a gun, buy a gun. If you have guns, buy more guns and buy a lot of ammunition. Because I'm going to tell you what, you're going to need it. You're going to need it, and it's not going to be against the government. It's going to be people trying to rob and rape you and steal what you got for their survival. It's going to become, they can pass all the goddamn laws they want on the book. It's going to become the law of the jungle.
That's what I've been telling people.
Mm-hmm.
They still won't listen.
Yeah.
I don't know, guys. It's there, but nobody's still quite not wanting to do anything yet, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Well, I gotta go, so I'll see you guys later. Good to hear the good news, Joseph.
Well,
take
thank
it easy
you,
now.
Jeff, for calling in. It's good to hear your voice always, you know.
Thanks. Take it easy.
Okay.
You too, brother. All right, brother. Well, we kind of went over a little bit, but I tell you.
Yeah.
It, I don't know. We'll see if we'll crash and burn tomorrow. You know?
Well,
I think the market's gonna. I think it's gonna crash big tomorrow. I really do.
Well, like I say, when you start seeing these cities go up, when you start seeing major riots because they can't get food or this and that and the other, I'm gonna tell you what, these women gonna go to tearing shit up. They can't get tampons, bro. I'm telling you right now.
Right.
Oh, I'm telling you right now. These bitches gonna go fucking batshit.
Yep.
I'm telling you right now.
Yep. I used to have to hide from my wife when she was on hers. So I know.
You know.
Yeah. That could get mean, man. But all right, my friend. Well, you be careful out there on the road and everything, and we'll just see what happens. You want to do a show tomorrow or?
Yeah, we can go ahead and do a show tomorrow. See if you can get Lucretia on here.
All right. I'll talk to her and everything.
See if you can get my little chipmunk face midget stripper on here tomorrow.
Right. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. You be good out there, and we'll come back on here and everything. We'll just see what happens day by day, you know. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, good night, my brother, and we'll see ya. I'll see you tomorrow. Talk to you a little bit later.
All right, brother. Good night, Chesky, wherever you are.
Thank you, Brigandon, for being on. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.